Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie.
And at ESPN underscore Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We could still call this a Victory Monday, as many people in the Twitch chat have alluded to. Especially if you're a Sox fan, I think today should be viewed as a Victory Monday. And the Bears have still that win that we'll talk about.
4-1.
4-1, right? The most wins in the division?
Yes.
Packers had the bye week.
Did I see something? You guys are the kings of the DVOA, right? Did I see somebody on Twitter show that this Bears 4-1 is the worst?
Is Aaron Schatz.
He's Aaron the king. Schatz.
He's the king.
Yes. The master of DVOA.
Yeah,
okay, and
DVOA.
So this is the
historically, not this year.
No,
he's
no,
talking
no,
about
yeah.
in, historically, in years past.
Historically, this is the worst 4-1 team mm-hmm. in the history of the NFL, mm-hmm. or at least recent
Doesn't
years.
Doesn't mean they won't make the playoffs.
No, 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 said I know. That, yeah, I'm just yeah. saying, based on DVOA after five games.
Yeah.
Well, did
the
you
number
see
one
which
team was... Was a Bears team from earlier, right?
2010.
It was 2010, and they got... Look, they were within a Jay Cutler injury away from maybe going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand that, but still, there are possibilities.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, listen, statistically, using, you know, whatever math you want to use, I mean, what are they, probably a 75% chance of getting to the postseason with a 4-1 start?
Well, especially, like, and we'll get to the Rick Renneria news here, but, like, it was great news that the Vikings lost
yeah.
again. I mean, like, you look at all these NFC teams that are in it, and you just root for the losses. I mean,
yeah.
the East should be, oh. again, like, especially now with Dak out, that they should stop giving away the free pass to the playoffs for teams that win a division. We've been there, done that with the NFC East. They're doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
So. But
crazy. The East is awful.
So anyway, Abdallah and I were texting earlier in the day, and he mentioned to me, like, we'd been wondering, hey, where's Rick Renner? Where is Rick Hahn? Where's Rick Hahn? Rick, like, Theo spoke right after they were eliminated. Where's Rick Hahn? Where's the end of the year press gathering, the Zoom meeting? They haven't had one yet. And is that because they're up to something? So Abdallah texted me this morning, Rick Hahn meeting the media at 11. And my first response back to him was, are they going to fire Ricky? Or maybe they'll fire Ricky.
And you were serious. You weren't just trying to be funny.
No, absolutely. I think if you're a Sox fan, and again, it goes without saying, can we stop adding this to the conversation?
He's a great
guy.
Nobody
is rooting for people to lose jobs, okay? That this is sports. We're talking about in the sports context. This is about the organization going forward. And all right, no one's throwing a party literally over that news. But again, if you're a Sox fan and you put your time and your energy and your money into this team, you know by watching this team and the moves that Rick Renneria has made that he may have been really good at creating a culture and really good at creating guys who can develop. But then when it comes to these tactical issues in big, big games, the bigger the game, the bigger the microscope, that he was not the guy to take this White Sox team.
All right,
going
everybody,
forward.
Show of hands. Who wants Rodon in as a real relief appearance? Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
Not when he was just activated.
No.
That was the day when I hammered the final nail into the Rick Renneria Sox coffin. That was the day. Whether Rick Hahn is admitting it in his Zoom, and I watched the whole press conference today. He is saying mutually. They didn't part ways mutually. You think Rick Renneria didn't want to manage the White Sox this year?
I want to manage them next year.
Yes. Yes. Like well, for whatever reason, at the end of the press conference, he said, oh, I'm sure Rick Renneria can be a manager of a World Series team. I would tell another team that he could be. Well, you showed us, not by telling us, you showed us your action today. That you told us that he could not be the World Series championship manager for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense that you would say that, hey, he could win a a World Series championship with another team at some point and you decide that you want to go in a different direction. But look, this is the right decision. Like you said, you separate the human side to the, you know, from the baseball side here. And I don't think this came as a, like, I saw Twitter and I saw some people like, whoa. I was like, yeah. I mean, wasn't there probably in most people's minds the 70 to 75% chance that this was going to happen?
Yes, probably. Now, the big thing was, and I want a story to be done. I've been reaching out to my people. I want to know what got into Jerry Reinsdorf over this pandemic. Now, he has done some very un-Jerry-like things in the last couple of months. Like, we were just wondering a month or two ago whether Jim Boylan would even get fired. And he was one of the worst coaches in Chicago sports history. Not only did they fire him during the pandemic, they went out and they hired a high-priced coach, and they pounced. And then a lot of Sox fans that I was talking to, they were hopeful of what you just mentioned, Waddle. It made all the sense in the world. But again, with Jerry, with what's going on in this world today, would they go out and fire him? And then would they go out and be willing, as Rick Hahn mentioned in the press conference today, that they want an experienced manager who comes from a championship organization?
That's all you can ask for as a fan. I mean, you can ask for a lot. You can ask for anything you want. But if you're a fan of a team, you want a lot of things. But one of them is you don't want your billionaire owner, whether you're a Bulls fan or you're a White Sox fan, to make decisions based on money. And I get it. Money plays a role in everything. But it's hard to explain away not making a decision based on money when there is a bunch of money out there. So, like, I think if you're a Sox fan or you're a Bulls fan right now, you're very happy with your ownership group because they've been proactive over the last 4 to 6 months.
Right. Like, what got into Jerry? You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, we keep reading all the things about these losses. Is it mortality? Does Jerry want one more and he knows that, hey, look, I'm not getting any younger. I want the best for my teams here. What got into him? I applaud the moves. I mean, you could not watch Rodon get summoned to the mound as I texted you that night. I could not believe my eyes. And again, Rick Hahn denied that it had anything to do with moves late in the year or it had anything to do with game 3. I don't think that that's fact. They talked about whether they believed this whole time that he was a point A to point B guy, and now they're at point B, so they need the point B to point C guy. Whatever the reason, you could not watch that as a sports fan and say, you want him as your manager. And the White Sox did that on the heels of the Bulls going out and getting the best qualified coach for their job.
Is the firing of Coop also kind of... Is that just an extension of maybe where the largest amount of dissatisfaction was with Renteria handling pitchers?
Yeah, I don't think he had much help in that department, right?
Right, because Coop has lived on in this organization, has stayed around despite managers being relieved of their duties in
the
past.
Ozzie won a World Series, and he won that. Okay, so Coop's staying. You know, he's staying through Ventura. He's staying through Renteria.
So when you come to the conclusion of why, or you're trying to answer the question, and there could be a number of answers, but when you're trying to answer the question, why did Rick Hahn make this decision, I think the firing of Coop as well kind of leads you into that territory of weren't happy with how the pitchers were handled, especially at the end of the season.
Right. And remember, there was some weird stuff going on with Coop and what he said about,
Kopech
and why he decided to opt out of 2020. Coop's old school, you know. As Rick Hahn pointed out in the press conference today, Coop's been here since like 02 or 03. That's a long run for a pitching coach.
The fellas want to know whether or not his inability to wear the mask correctly factored in as well.
You know the analogy about wearing the mask without covering your nose.
That's what we were telling Waddle. Yeah, yeah, we were saying with that thing hanging out, maybe that had to do with it. He's not following protocol.
Yeah. But what got in, guys? What got into Jerry Reinsdorf?
Let me ask you this: is it necessarily Jerry, or is it those around him convincing him that we need to take action? Because you know, if you look at it with the Bulls, Michael Reinsdorf is pulling a lot of the strings there, and he has heard the critics. and he's heard the national conversation about how people view the Chicago Bulls franchise, he decided he was going to change things. Now, obviously, Jerry had to say yes, but I think Michael Reinsdorf drove a lot of that in trying to get what they did with the Chicago Bulls, and now we're set up going forward in the future. Is it possible the same thing is taking place with the Sox?
Yeah, I think And like, look at the Bulls. They just they shuffled the deck today with their assistant coaches. So, I mean, like,
they fired them all,
including
Karen Stack, who was the first female coach in Bulls history.
You guys are asking what got into Jerry about the White Sox. He watched the games. Are you serious?
Like, No, I know, but we watched the game. But, Abdallah, follow the history. Well, that's my point.
But, and then you've got Rick Hahn, who's finally given the keys, and he's been able to do whatever he wants to do, essentially, and maybe Han Wenzel goes,
you were just worried 2 months ago about Jim Boylan. You were the guy who was the most worried, and
The White Sox and the Bulls are completely different. I know they're owned by the same guy, but the White Sox and the Bulls are completely different.
But he doesn't always make moves by watching the games. That's my point here.
We all know that Jerry loves the White Sox more than the Bulls. We all know that. There's no question that that single White Sox championship might mean more to him than all six with the Bulls. Okay? So because of that, he watches the games, and he can see, and he took the keys away from Kenny Williams, still kept him employed, obviously, gave the keys to Rick Hahn, said, go do what you need to do, spend this year. They spent this year. Hopefully they'll spend more next year. And he finally went to him and said, look, this guy cost us games that cost us a chance at a World Series this year. You saw watching the same games I'm watching. You can say whatever you want to about the Bulls because they're still profitable. They're still butts in seats. There weren't this year. But as in the past, there's been butts in seats. They've been making the playoffs. Once that money goes away, then Jerry Reinsdorf makes a move. With the White Sox, they haven't competed in such a long time. Then finally Rick Hahn brought them back into contention. And now he's saying, look, I can't have this guy as my manager. And Jerry, listen, I don't think it's much more than just Hahn saying, look, you've let me do everything I want to do. I want to do this. So let me do this.
Right, right. I'm just saying what's common sense to you and me and fans hasn't necessarily been common sense to Jerry. Jerry was the same guy who hired Tim Floyd instead of Phil Jackson. Jerry was the guy who traded Ozzie Guillen after winning a World Series. Jerry's been the guy who has done some weird stuff, whether it's Boylan or Ventura, and has held on and been extra loyal to lots of people, including Kenny Williams.
Maybe he had a level that he wanted to reach business-wise. Once he got to $5 billion, then he said, you know what, I've achieved my goal financially, now we're going to spend some of this money. We all kind of do it in certain ways. We don't allow ourselves to spend until we've saved adequately enough. I'm joking in some ways, but listen, they have run that business side of it, certainly with the Bulls, as well or better than anybody in the NBA. Like, that franchise is worth $3 billion. They own the building. Like, you can afford to make some of those decisions. I'm just glad, listen, for whatever the reason is, I'm just glad that as the owner, he's looking at the landscape. He doesn't see what he wants to see. He's hired people. He's empowered them to make the changes that are necessary, regardless of the cost. And if, like I said, if I'm a fan of the White Sox or I'm a fan of the Bulls, which I am both, I'd be very excited about the fact that now these teams are being pointed in that direction, like other teams where finances aren't always, you know, regarded as the most important commodity.
All right, we'll play you the best from Rick Hahn. And I think the key here is he mentioned from a championship organization, an experienced manager. There are two out there who are currently suspended. Their suspensions come up shortly. Are you in favor of hiring either A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora?
I thought you were talking about Pete Rose. I'm sorry.
No. He's still suspended from baseball. His suspension's not coming out.
My bad. I forgot.
Are you in favor of hiring guys who played a role in the cheating scandal? Are you in favor of that? Because people are very polarized by
cheater,
that.
Cheater! 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 Sign right here if you'd like to, AJ.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? They've done it in the past. I'll give you history on how the White Sox have signed people coming off suspensions before. 332-3776. What do you think about the White Sox move today? I applaud them. Ricky Renteria is out. We'll talk some NFL as well. We're going to talk to Chuck Garfine at 3 o'clock. He's our Sox expert. And then at 4, it's Dan Weederer about the struggling Bears offense. So much to get to. We're glad you're with us. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
No. Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, so who will be the next White Sox manager? And are you cool with hiring A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora?
Which one has more dirt?
I think it's Cora. I think Cora was suspended for his role in Houston more so than Boston. And I think, like, I think Hinch looked more the other way and didn't end it. And that I think Cora, as the bench guy in Houston, was more of a guy who had a role in it with Beltran.
Okay, so, but if you think that A.J. Hinch knows it's going on, right?
Yes.
Like, are you willing to give him a pass just because he wasn't banging on the garbage can lids, or it wasn't his creation? I mean, if he knew what was going on, then isn't he just as culpable? He's in charge of the team.
Sort of like Bill Belichick, right?
Yes, right.
So would you hire Bill Belichick?
Tomorrow.
Okay. A.J. Hinch was really good at what he did in Houston. And again, like, the White Sox, don't forget, signed Jose Canseco. The White Sox, don't forget, have signed Melky Cabrera coming off a steroid suspension. We're big second chance guys.
Yeah.
And I think, like, out of all the apologies that I've heard, the one that A.J. Hinch gave was the best. And like, that's half my problem with the Astros, isn't that it happened. It was more on how they reacted to after they got caught.
By the way, you just reminded me, I got to put a play on the Astros today in game two of their series.
They're down one zip, right?
They are,
Tampa,
yeah.
1-2-1.
They had all kinds of guys on base. They couldn't bring them in.
But, guys, they cheated. I mean,
They cheated.
See, Sylvie, I don't care. Give me either one. It doesn't matter. Seriously. Right. It does not bother me whatsoever that they
but
were a part of the franchise.
But you've always felt that way.
I have. Yeah. I always thought that the old-timey baseball person always made this cheating scandal much bigger than it really is. You know why? Because guess what? The Astros are in the ALCS now.
So
are they cheating now?
Is your,
or were they good before? Or
they
which
both
is
can
it?
Be true. That they were
sure.
cheating and they're good.
And it could also be true that it's not that big of a deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can be more pissed at Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred that he didn't punish them more. It doesn't change what they did. Like, I'm trying to, who are you more upset with? Are you upset? Because there are people, like Gaylord Perry cheated his entire career, right? Like,
yeah, there are many guys, right. Like,
I'm a child of the 90s.
Yeah.
The entire decade
Everyone was cheating.
It was
cheating.
Just cheating.
Yes.
That's
you know
baseball.
How I feel
cheater,
about
cheater, cheater.
Who's probably my favorite Cub of all
Sammy.
Time?
Sammy.
Sammy.
Yeah. Cheater.
I had him number two in the all-time list. People got mad at me. Look, I'm a second chance guy. It's not so cut and dry. You cheated and you're out. I'm not one of those guys. I don't endorse it, but I can get over it. And I think that I want to play you the description. If you could play this, Black, I think the attributes that Rick Hahn is mentioning points to very few guys. How many of these guys are out there, like, from championship teams, with managerial experience? Take a listen.
I don't think I'm going to get into too much detail in terms of specific attributes. I don't want to say anything that's going to influence what we hear from any candidates when we go through this process. I will say that this is an opportunity for us as an organization. We've obviously been somewhat insular in terms of our managerial hirings over the last several years. This is an opportunity for us to speak to individuals with other organizations that have had success and learn from them and get their sort of outsider objective perspective on our organization. Ultimately, I think the best candidate or the ideal candidate is going to be someone who has experience with a championship organization in recent years. Recent October experience with a championship organization would be ideal. But we're going to keep an open mind. And, you know, we're, over this next several weeks, we'll diligently pursue who's on our list and go from there.
How many championship guys with experience are out there right now? I counted A.J. Hinch. I got Cora. And I've got Bruce Bochy, I believe, is still out there. But does that count for, like, recent October experience? He really accentuated that. Like, to me, it sounds like...
Is Francona going to be available as well?
No, he's returning from the last report that I read to the Indians.
Okay.
Can I give another name?
Sure.
This team recently, within the last couple of weeks, fired their GM. The Los Angeles Angels. Is Joe staying? Whoever that new GM is? Is Joe good?
I would think he's
staying. They signed him for like four or 5 years, didn't they?
All right. But you know how this stuff works with baseball.
No,
if something changes, someone wants to go somewhere else, they figure out a way.
Here's just to add a little bit of clarity to it as well. Because, I mean, like, I'm doing this for me because I don't fully remember. I'm sure you guys, your brains are better than mine. Major League Baseball findings determine the manager neither devised the banking scheme nor participated in it. I apologize for the use of words, but that's what it says
Phrasing.
Here.
Although
he was held accountable for having full knowledge of the team's conduct, Cora, who was Houston's bench coach in 17, was reportedly responsible for developing the scheme.
Mm-hmm. Him and Beltran, they came up with it.
So, like,
the other name out there is also Sandy Alomar Jr. Like, I know we just mentioned Terry Francona, but if his health issues do continue and he decides not to come back, like, he could just decide in the offseason, hey, you know what? I'm not up to this job, so Sandy Alomar Jr. is rumored to get that job. But if he does stay, Sandy Alomar Jr. could be available, too.
Right. Not a lot of managerial experience, right?
No.
He filled in for Francona. Like, you have guys like, you know, and he said, ideally, we would want someone with managerial experience. So I don't, and what does that mean, championship? You know, does that mean, I think I would not be shocked if they hop on this like they've hopped on Billy Donovan with Jerry's other team.
Right.
Where this is, guys, this is the perfect opportunity. It's like Madden in 15. It was those weird circumstances that Joe Madden had an out if his general manager left the organization. And the Cubs knew it. And Friedman left to go to L.A. And then all of a sudden, Joe was there. Like, never could there have been, and Ricky Renteria was involved in all that, too. Could there have been a better guy at that time for the situation? Championship managers don't grow on trees, and they usually are employed. The reason why a championship manager like A.J. Hinch, who's really good at this with analytics and development and winning, is out there because of cheating. These circumstances have put him out there. And I think that they're going to, partly one reason why they are down the road so quickly with Renteria is, I believe, because Hinch is out there and he's just the perfect candidate.
It's interesting. You know, he's been to World Series twice, won it once. He's 481, 329 in the regular season with 3 100 win seasons. It's a pretty good resume. And I'm sure there are going to be people who say, he went to both World Series knowing what pitch was coming. Other players did, and he oversaw that. Okay, whatever. I get it. I'm with you. I'm not going to sit here and go, no way am I going to look into A.J. Hinch. You know what? He served his time. You're going to give him an opportunity possibly to. I'd be interested to hear Chris has already told you what he feels as a Sox fan. He's like, don't care. I'm sure that there are more people that feel like that than there are that no way, don't bring him in here because of what he was involved in.
Leo and Itasca, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Leo?
What's going on, guys? First and foremost, Sylvie, congratulations. That's awesome you got through this.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're the best. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys all day. So the era we live in now, are we really going to allow someone like A.J. Hinch to coach the White Sox? First and foremost, I'm a Cubs fan, but to allow a cheater into Chicago, that's crazy. How could you overlook something like this? I coach travel baseball, and if we cheated in any way, I would never be able to coach travel baseball again. I just don't see how you can turn your head the other way when this guy was a part of something enormous in the game of baseball.
They all return, though. Whether you're suspended for steroids, you get another job. A-Rod's totally changed his image after that. There are all these guys who get second chances, and I agree. I would never endorse cheating. I would never teach those lessons to your travel baseball team. But I think that in professional sports, if a person is good, if they're good at what they do, they're going to look the other way and give that guy a second chance.
So if I had a job where, you know, I got fired for some reason, do you think that job should allow me to come back as just as a blue-collar worker?
I think if a competitor to the business that you got fired from deems that you're really good at your job and wants to give you a second chance, yeah, I think that happens all the time, Leo. I really do.
No, I you know what? I will agree with you on that. But what they did on that level of world championship baseball at the highest level, and they're supposed to be teaching and be coaches in the major leagues, and they're doing stuff like that. I just can't turn my head the other way.
Well, it's a good call, Leo. Thank you.
I'm not a fan of the what about the children? I mean, this is professional sports,
right.
And I think Leo was going in that direction.
Right.
I mean, this is a business. This is the highest level. I mean, if you choose to be a good role model, I'm all for it. If you choose not to, like, I'm just not going to use that as a measuring stick.
So how do you feel, Sox fans? Waddle just asked the question. If you were to hire a guy who is the manager of the team of the biggest cheating scandal of this era, are you cool with it? Because he's good at what he does. And he may fit the Sox better than anybody. 332-3776. All your phone calls next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, so I have it polled on the Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie.
Nice poll.
Yes, it's about whether you want Cora Hinch or another manager. It's all brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers.
Ooh.
So it's Alex Cora, AJ Hinch, or other. Who should be the White Sox next manager? How do you believe Sox fans are voting? We've had about 2,500 votes right now.
Hire Hinch.
AJ Hinch does have the most support, but it's not overwhelming. 40.6% of the vote says go hire AJ Hinch. 29.8% of the vote says go hire Alex Cora. So about 70% are good with hiring a guy who's been suspended because of a cheating scandal.
Right.
And 29.6% say they want other, whether it's because of the cheating or whether it's because they just think there's another guy out there who's more qualified.
Well, now I would ask people as well. Can you differentiate between somebody that turned a blind eye to it from somebody who had a hand in and was responsible for developing the mechanism?
Sure.
Because that's the difference between Cora and Hinch. And quite frankly, I think that, you know, I'd be okay with hiring either, to be honest with you.
Right. Mark in Batavia, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
How you guys doing? By the way, congratulations, Sylvie.
Thank you, Mark.
I know this is not, I called in like months and months ago and I was ridiculed for this, but I don't believe this cheating was as bad as what everybody makes it out to be. When I started playing baseball, and I played baseball through college, if you caught a sign and you knew what it was, you were taught from the earliest age of Little League, you let them know this is a bunt, this is a steal, this is whatever. If you know they're doing it, change your signs.
Yeah, I'm...
Change your signs.
Listen, for the most part...
Instead of one being one as a fastball, now it's two.
I think, though, Mark, this is where I can differentiate between
Mark,
the two,
thanks.
Because I think there are a lot... I mean, they'll tell you they've been trying to steal signs forever. It's
right.
Been part of the game. But once you implement or you use technology, then you've crossed the line to me. I'm just going to say to you as well, whether this is a, what do they call it, whataboutism? I don't think that the Astros and the Red Sox are the only two organizations that have been engaging in hanky-panky. I just don't. They got caught. I don't have any evidence. But I'd be supremely shocked if you did a thorough scrubbing of every organization, if somebody wasn't also in violation of violating some of those rules as well. Just throwing that out there.
Can we take Patrick on the South Side, Bleck? Patrick, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's up, guys? First, Sylvie, obviously, congratulations for getting through everything. Waddle, congratulations for just being you. You're
Patrick,
lucky.
Patrick, you too, hey, man.
hey, real quick, guys. Listen, guys. In all seriousness, I mean, this is the problem with Chicago. All these callers, oh, no, you know, no, they cheated. No, we're not cheaters in Chicago. Listen. We live in the most corrupt city in the country, okay? listen, you guys need to understand is in order to be great in anything in life, you have to get a little dirty. There's no way to be great without a little bit of like you called it, hanky-panky, or without a little bit of cheating, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand, you know, we've been so abysmal for so long, minus 1 year in 05 and 1 year in 16, I mean, We need to spice it up a little bit. I mean, there's no way to be great without a little bit of spice. You know what I'm saying? And if AJ Hinch is as great as everybody says he is, everybody in baseball is in love with this guy. Says he's a great manager, minus the cheating before the cheating even happened. And he took a young Astros team. He wasn't involved with it, but he took a young Astros team. He put them over the top, and look at where they're at today, even without him. They learned under him, and that's what he's going to do for the White Sox. Go Sox, all right?
Yeah, look, all right. That's the rub. The rub is A.J. Hinch would have never been available without the cheating.
Correct.
You never could have hired him.
Cora as well.
Yes. You never could have hired him. So while you may be down on the cheating, you never would be in this position to possibly hire them if they didn't
cheat. Listen, if I stop by the liquor store and get myself a fifth of, you know, Tito's and then go to church – I still went to church. I just did it. You know what? I mean, like I had a detour and I did something I probably shouldn't have done, but I'm still going to church. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I don't. I'm trying to follow along here with that one.
No? Yeah, no, try that analogy.
Do it again.
Get a different analogy.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you're still going to church, okay? You cheated. Forgive me. You know, I mean, Hinch, you cheated. You were responsible for some stuff. You apologize. You're going to give you a second chance.
How about this? I get up to go to the bathroom during a test, right? I walk by the smart kid's desk. I see that one of their answers is different than mine. When I come back, am I going to change it? Of course I'm going to change it because that kid's smarter than me. Am I cheating? No.
Yes.
But, whoa, how am I cheating?
How am
I cheating? I got up and went to the bathroom.
Because you looked at somebody else. You got the answers from somebody else.
You're cheating, but you're making the right decision.
Am I a bad person because of it? No. I had to pee.
I had the cheat sheet on my sneaker in when I had to have a makeup test back in high school, it may have even been study hall. I think it was resource center, so like a smaller version of that, and I got busted.
Ooh.
Busted.
Why, were you trying to tie your shoes too many times while you're taking the test?
I was trying to do the, you know how you like.
Mr. Silverman, why do you keep going down to tie your shoes?
We'd like you to take off your shoes. You're going to have to take the remainder of the test barefoot.
When I got busted cheating, I wrote the, translations in Spanish, and I wrote the translations of words in between my fingers. So when like I opened up my fingers, but then I got caught, so I had to get a note, but I had a girl forge the note from my parents. So double cheat, take that.
Okay, maybe I was just trying to make myself feel better for going to the liquor store going to mass.
Did you ever cheat?
That may have been a me thing.
You ever cheat on
a test? We got busted. We had chem. It was called chem scam back in high school, where
chem scam.
We had the blue books. Remember the blue books you took tests in? There was a teacher that actually gave out the same test every year for like 15 years. So I was in
lazy teacher. We would always
there was a healthy number of us, and this was a year after year after year after year.
They'd be
thing.
Like, I'd so, yes, file I'm at Kinko's. You yes, could find I, them at Kinko's.
Yes, I went to the liquor store before mass. I did.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have an admission? I think this is good. Yeah, we should do this with all of our callers where they admit to their biggest line of cheating, like where they achieved it.
So in college, my roommate and I thought that there was a professor that was specifically grading us differently because she liked him, did not like me. So we turned in the same exact final essay and we just changed our names at the top. And so she graded.
You guys were running a scam on her.
He got an 88. I got 75. Word for word, the exact
same. Did you take it to the principal?
Yeah, we went to the head of the department.
Look at you.
And the head of the department told us.
Plagiarizing.
Well, Sylvie, that is a fair way to look at this. He also said, let's keep this between us.
Yeah,
and we'll give you both 85s and be
done
with it.
That's what Rob Manfred said to the Astros. Yeah. Just keep it between us. Yeah,
but Sylvie, you're right. It was plagiarism. Yes, as journalism students as well, we are well aware of what
you were just baiting.
Were.
You were baiting the hook.
But,
was that? The principal? That's fantastic. Hey, guys, I think it's better if this doesn't go beyond this.
Let's just not say anything about this.
You know? All right, so your admissions, too. We think A.J. Hinch should be the next manager of the White Sox. We don't condone cheating. We've all kind of done it. What have you been guilty of? 332-3776. Take all your phone calls and opinions on the White Sox. Plus, Chuck Carfine joins us in 15 minutes. The 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Remember, Dallas Keuchel was on that Astros team. An hour ago, a little over an hour ago, Waddle, Dallas Keuchel tweeted, thank you to Ricky and Coop for everything they've done for the White Sox organization. I will continue their passion for winning and wish them all the best in their new beginnings. And then a new tweet that is getting the most traction is big things ahead for the White Sox.
I agree with him.
Maybe he's reunited with his old manager.
And listen, again, I want people, I'm not condoning cheating. Okay, I get it. He served his suspension, all right? He served his punishment. I just, like, to me, it's not that big of a deal. I know it is for other people, and God bless you. But, like, if the White Sox decide to hire Alex Cora or A.J. Hinch, like, it's not going to bother me. I don't think that they've soiled their organizational reputation.
Dre in Denver, you're on ESPN 1000. Good to hear from you, Dre.
All right, two things. Sylvie Strong.
Thank you.
Now Waddle's just Waddle strong all the time, baby. No,
I'm old guy strong.
But so seriously though, Sylvie, this is just like the Cubs with Joe Madden. Now I just sent you guys a tweet. Can you please get Tim Kirchner on? Because this, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Tim was asked about Cora and he said that the Red Sox is going to probably go back out. They'll be fooled not to go back after him after the suspension is over. And that's what made me, and I'm thinking Cora with the, you know, young players, Latin players, blah, blah, blah. But I'm hearing AJ has a strongest candidate because he's a former catcher, knows how to handle pitching staff, and we need that really bad. But Cora is my favorite, but this is just like when Madden became available. I'm just really happy that it looks like with the Bulls and the White Sox, a new attitude is changing. It's just grab the bull by the horn. Let's do the right thing. Cheating, you know, this is the city of Chicago where you vote early and vote often. So let's you serve his time. You know, it's going to be something that has to be dealt with. But, you know, when you get into something like that, he's not going to dare do it again. And I think both of these guys are great managers, great, know how to handle a winning culture in a White Sox organization, and I think both of them will bring credibility instantly to the organization. Now, I would try to get Kirchner on, and I just wish that I can figure out how the pulse of other people around the league are feeling about them coming back and being managers right away.
Yeah, thanks, Dre, thank you. And a lot of people have tweeted me that, Waddle, that a lot of people believe Alex Cora is going back to Boston. So, like, again,
I wonder how the Red Sox feel about that, or Red Sox fans.
Yeah. Jim in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Sylvie. Hey, Waddle. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Hey, before I start, hey, Sylvie, I just want you to know I'm a huge supporter. I bought your shirt. I tweeted you a couple pictures. I'm so happy about everything that's going on, and God bless, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And we've raised over just about $43,000 for the V Foundation. There are a few shirts left at obviousshirts.com. Thank you.
Well, it's one of my favorites, to say the least.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, going into the whole cheating thing, when I was a kid going back about 30 years, I grew up in the South Side and I worked at like a family video store. They had like scratch-off lottery games, and we would play the lottery scratch-off games until we won. So, like, if we won $100 and played 30 cards, we put $30 back in the register and take, you know, the other 70.
That's not a good scam. That's a good
scam. A win-win for everybody.
Woo! Well, but Jim, yeah! you better. Woo! You could be there for 3 days. What if you go on a cold streak? At some point, then you win $100 and you scratch $300 worth of tickets. You're in trouble.
Well, I get that completely, but you find the one to say one in every five win. Okay. So that way, it's nice. Better odds.
That's a great point. Jim, that's a good one.
Good scam, Jim. Very good scam. Jim.
See, this is what we're looking for. Jacob in Crystal Lake, you're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Sylvie, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, my man. I'm a big fan of the show, first-time caller. So I unfortunately had a couple schemes in high school. The year is probably 2003. I was notorious for wearing ripped jeans, and in a final for, I think it was AP World History, I wrote the entire introductory paragraph to the final question on my leg.
Good job.
Wrote it word for word during the day. Didn't get caught, so that's my story.
At any point did you have to take your pants completely off to make sure that you had all the words taken care of?
No. So the pants, unfortunately, the holes were pretty large. I just had to move the jeans around a little bit. I was able to finagle that around. Got an A, I believe.
Okay. No, look at you.
Well done.
That's fantastic.
Well done.
I feel guilty a little taking these calls, but listen, I don't buy them.
Listen, if you don't want A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora as your manager as a White Sox fan because you don't want them because they cheated, I get it. That's fine. I'm just telling you, I'm not that hung up on that.
Yes. George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, George.
Hey, Sylvie. Hey, listen, you know, we all love you, and it goes without saying we're so great that you're stronger than ever, and you've come back. So God bless you.
Thank you,
but
George.
Look, I don't want to lose sight of – I want A.J. Pinch because, you know, he can manage the pitching, but I want Bauer or I want – who else do we want with that package deal?
Well, no, it's a great point. And Chuck Garfine's going to come on. He was also on the press conference call today. And Rick Hahn led me to believe that while it's uncertain that, you know, what the financials are going to be, that they're cool with overdoing the pitching. That even though they've got this young arm and that young arm, he made it seem certain that they were going to go after another pitcher.
Well, you've got so many of your young bats tied up at reasonable prices that I think you could go out there and splurge on some free agent arms.
Yes, yes. And Rick Hahn said, look, if we're overloaded with arms, then that will be a great problem to handle when we get there, if we would ever get there. But I thought Rick Hahn was very good today. 312-332-3776. And I believe if you're a Sox fan, that this is a really big day. I think it's a great day to be a Sox fan. Coaches lose jobs all the time. It's the business. But I believe you are at the point now where you're going to get a really good manager at the perfect opportunity. We'll talk to Chuck Garfine about that in 2 minutes.